Het is alweer 8 jaar geleden dat Amerika werd opgeschrikt door een van de meest gruwelijke vormen van homofobie, de brute mishandeling en moord op de toen 21-jarige student Matthew Shepard. Letterlijk gekruisigd op een hek werd hij, het slachtoffer van blinde homohaat. Geen wet werd er vervolgens veranderd en op zijn begrafenis stonden christenen te demonstreren met borden waarop leuzen stonden als God hates facts en Matthew Shepard rot in hell. Over deze hypocrisie maakte podcaster en slampoet Regan Fox in 2005 het ijzingwekkende gedicht Heterophobia, waarin hij pijnlijk duidelijk de vooroordelen blootlegt rondom homoseksualiteit door juist de vanzelfsprekendheid van heteroseksualiteit aan de kaak te stellen. Luister hoe hij de wereld op zijn kop zet. Hier een remix van een live optreden van Regan Fox met zijn gedicht Heterophobia.
Here my 83-year-old pops ponders why I've chosen to be gay. He'll ask, Regan, have you ever slept with a woman? I say no. And then as if he figured out the great conundrum of the century, he'll exclaim, well then, how can you really know? To which I reply, Dad, have you ever slept with a guy? Oh, this little game we play is never stopping. Bunny hopping, hetero cropping, biscuit stopping, hour ripped and ripped for my pleasure. And it would be too easy to ask all of you to consider the discourse of homophobia. So instead, I implore you all to gallantly gallop into a world of hetero. In this world, your gay roommate asks you to butch it down. You're known as the funny straight poet, and after people find out you fornicate with members of the opposite sex, they say things like, no, 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 I'm cool with it. I am a straight uncle. What's it like being straight? Is it like being gay? Only different? Imagine straight is a term so derogatory that gay people will call each other straight and mean it as the lowest of insults, the bottom of the barrel, the harshest of blows. Imagine one day waking up and innocently turning on the television only to hear the news of a 5'5", 18-year-old straight boy in Laramie, Wyoming who was tied, no, not tied, crucified on a fence. The whip whacked and cracked so severely his skull was literally turned into fine powder. And the last words he heard were, you fucking great piece of shit! You are nothing! Through this lens doesn't see choice to be straight. Sounds so exotic. But the plain truth of the matter is we live in a homophobic world, and as it stands, Matthew Shepard was gay, and the last word he heard were, you fucking faggot! Just as I heard, each day walking through the halls of high school, and it's not straight people's parents who ask them year in and year out why they're straight, it's my dad asking me and